My name's Kevin, taking you through island life until 12 o'clock today, and I'm joined in the studio by Denise Roche.
Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Denise. How are you?
Oh, good. The sun's shining. It's great.
Sun's shining, but it's still not very warm. I've been moaning about this all morning. I've been saying about how it's still quite chilly, and I realise that I'm broken record, but...
Yeah, whinging doesn't do any good, really, and it's certainly not going to change the weather.
No, so I've put another layer on, and I'll be all right. I'll get there. Anyway, there are a few issues happening at the moment, or have been happening, or in the midst of taking place that we could have a chat about. The first is that there's a meeting on tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the meeting tomorrow is actually being hosted by the Waiheke Community Board. And essentially what it's about is that we're looking for input into what we should be doing and how we should be going about it as a community to put pressure and lobby for more decision-making, I think, in the super city structure. I think that's probably what will come out of it. It's not going in with any preconceptions. It's basically to get a steer from the community about how we want our community to be under the super city structure. You know, some people are saying they want full autonomy and we should look at other governance models, and other people are saying, well, we need to have super duper local boards. But then how do you fund that, and what sort of mechanism should we have to ensure we're able to lobby at that super city structure level? And, you know, there's just thousands of questions. So
yeah. Well, so what's the position with the government's proposal about how Waiheke's community board will function? Because thinking back to the Royal Commission's report, it was going to be that Waiheke Base and Great Barrier had the only community boards that were going.
Yeah, and certainly the recommendations that came out from the government, from their proposal after the Royal Commission, still mentioned Waiheke and Great Barrier. On Wednesday, at the meeting that Nikki Kaye and John Carter held here on Waiheke, she was quite clear that we're not about to lose those. I mean, it's pretty easy to define us as a community of interest because we've got those geographical boundaries.
Yeah.
But there's all those questions about, well, what sort of powers do we have? Because from what the Royal Commission said, we're certainly in a much stronger position to demand more and better decision-making powers. But it's really up to us about lobbying for it.
And is the extent of devolution of decision-making going to depend on the legislation which Parliament passes, or is it going to depend on what the Auckland Council wants to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's certainly... From talking with community board members, not here but throughout Auckland, there certainly is a recognition that we need legislation around it, because otherwise they get eroded. The powers of community boards have been eroded, and they certainly have by this council over the years. So to enshrine them in legislation, which would be a much safer option.
With the community boards at the moment, what... based on your understanding of what's going to happen, is going to change for the Waiheke Community Board?
I should say so. Even if we end up with the sort of taking on the sort of things that the government's recommended, which is basically, you know, dog control and graffiti and liquor licensing, I mean, to some extent that may well be a step up from what we've got under the existing structures, which is bugger all. I know I shouldn't be cynical, but, you know, 20 months into the job and I was sort of going, my God. And, I mean, last week, the week before now, I guess it was, when, you know, the 80 Waihekeans stormed the town hall basically to support better decision-making for Waiheke and local democracy and keeping our community waste and recycling facilities. I mean, I was really impressed, but it's basically a symptom. It's a whole bunch of politicians who are ideologically driven and bureaucrats making decisions that our community don't want.
I found that whole issue quite interesting, because a lot of people were using the super city legislation and the fact that the super city is coming into effect to say, hang on, Auckland City Council, you can't do this. But not all of those people necessarily thought that the super city was a good idea.
I know, it's quite ironic, isn't it? Saved by the super city that we don't particularly want.
Yeah, and I mean, the criticism of the bill by Labor and the Greens, while the bill was being argued and debated in Parliament, seemed to centre around, you know, that the council was going to be neutered for the next 16 months.
Yeah, and I was saying, bring it on.
They were obviously treating that as a bad thing, but in our case, it seemed wholly consistent with what we needed.
I did send an email out to sort of various political colleagues that I know just to say, look, we're being saved by it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know if we will be. I mean, the transition agency, the Auckland Transitional Agency, they've now said who the board are going to be, and their powers, it doesn't look like their powers are going to be that wide-ranging in terms of saying no to contracts or whatever. But it offers the people of Waiheke another avenue to lobby, to get, you know, so that the people in this community can feel that they've been heard around that decision-making, because certainly people don't feel that they have so far.
That's right. And, of course, that decision's been kicked into touch. Any indication when that's going to next raise itself?
The next City Development Committee is, I think, June the 11th. And what they've said, it will either be determined there or at the combined committee meeting, which is a full finance and strategy committee meeting where everybody's got the voting power. And that will be on the 18th of June. So we're looking 3 to 4 weeks away.
Right, okay. And closer to home, the community board is meeting this week, I understand?
Yep. Oh, the community board meeting is on Wednesday at 4:15. I can't remember off the top of my head what sort of crucial issues are on the agenda, but I do know that we will be having presentations from ratepayers who were affected by this ratings differential change, you know, from open space and farming to basically non-residential and being told that they were going to be paying commercial rates.
Right.
So anyway, I think we've managed to get a bit of progress on that issue, but yeah, we'll see how that goes.
And I'm completely out of chronological order, but we should also have a chat about the meeting which took place on Wednesday.
Oh, right, the Nikki Kay, John Carter one. Yeah, it was quite good. There about it was 12:30 on a Wednesday.
And I didn't read about it until the Wednesday afternoon on the boat on the way home.
Yeah. I think she might have had something in the Gulf News the week before.
Right.
But, yeah, it was interesting. So there were about 25, 30 people there. It was very, very clear that even though people were talking about, you know, specific issues like, you know, the inability to make decisions around cell phone towers or inability to set priorities around roading, that all these different little issues that were coming through were all part of a bigger picture, which is we want more control over our decision making. There was mention about, we're already world class, and we are, you know, a sort of the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park Act. We've got our own act around that, and we are part of the region. But, it was quite interesting. I mean, Nikki said that she would really be advocating for us, for our community, if she's on the select committee, and she didn't know if she would be.
Yeah.
And it looks like, and John Carter said that he would as well, and he's clearly now he's the chair of that committee. We might be all right. Well, I don't know. We'll certainly get a fair hearing.
That seemed an odd decision to have John Carter as chair of that select committee.
Yes, the Associate Minister for Local Government. Yeah, I do find that a bit strange too.
And the response seemed to be, well, it means that that the executive will, because he'll be sitting at the cabinet table, he can tell the executive what the select committee submissions were, which, you know, that hardly seems a reason for breaching the convention, given that you could make that argument about any time you have a minister here chairing a select committee. But
I don't know. I've sort of been worried by the whole process, actually. The National Party maintain that running these series of public meetings is part of the consultation. Didn't sound like consultation to me. I mean, standard response from John Carter to any question was, well, we'd love to see that in a submission. And I think Nikki's kind of figured out that doesn't go down well here.
Yeah.
So she was a lot more forthcoming about stuff.
Very good.